It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, July 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Attorneys for members of the Charles City School Board have asked for additional time for their clients to respond to the lawsuit filed against them by former Superintendent Ann Lundquist. In April, Lundquist was placed on administrative leave while, according to School Board President David Schrote, the district investigates allegations that, quote, raise questions about Dr. Lundquist's fitness for duty and ability to serve as an employee of the Charles City Community School District. Lundquist has since filed a lawsuit against Schrote and the other four current board members, Bruce Kabrick, Dara Yeager, Catherine Fox, and Josh Mack. She is pursuing damages in a fair and reasonable sum and for punitive damages and has requested a jury trial for an intentional infliction of emotional distress, defamation, invasion of privacy, and breach of contract. In her petition, Lundquist notes that on April 18th, she made copies of private evaluation comments regarding some school employees when some of her notes were left on the machine. Those notes were then found by someone and presented to Schrote, who then proceeded to contact other board members, which Lundquist claimed was in violation of open meetings laws. She was suspended the next day. The school board met in special session on June 21st to discuss the lawsuit. On Thursday, their defense counsel, Nymaster Good PC, submitted an unresisted motion to extend the time to move or plead in response to Lundquist's petition up to and including August 2nd. Meanwhile, Brian Burnite will shed his temporary label and begin his official tenure as superintendent of the Charles City School District today. The school board approved hiring Burnite as the district's next superintendent during their May 13th meeting, agreeing to a two-year contract starting with the 2024-25 school year, which begins today. They also signed off on a temporary superintendent contract for Burnite, which began June 3rd. What's next for Floyd County in the wake of the Iowa Utilities Board decision to grant Summit Carbon Solutions a permit to build an underground carbon capture pipeline could be known later this week. During Friday afternoon's Floyd County Board of Supervisors meeting, Chair Mark Kuhn says they're going to let the dust settle before taking further steps in their efforts to have more say towards possibly regulating the pipeline's construction. He says Floyd County and six other counties will get a better idea how to proceed after consulting with Tim Whipple with Allers & Cooney PC.
He's been representing us through this process. We have intervened. We have objected to eminent domain at our last meeting. And he is scheduling a meeting of a representative of those seven counties for Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Kuhn also noted that about a dozen property and landowners in the county have rejected Summit's efforts to secure voluntary easements to build the pipeline and are opposed to the use of eminent domain to secure the rest of the land they need along its proposed route.
Charles City Area Development Corporation is the owner of the state-certified industrial park, and they are one of at least a dozen landowners in Floyd County who have objected and not signed a easement agreement with Summit Carbon Solutions.
Sections of Summit's approved 688-mile route would go through Floyd, Chickasaw, Cerro Gordo, Hancock, Kossuth, Wright, Grundy, Hardin, and Franklin counties. Partner ethanol plants on the company's initial mainline route include Homeland Energy Solutions near Lawler and Golden Grain Energy near Mason City. The IUB's approval of Summit's mainline comes with a caveat. The company must also secure permits from North Dakota and South Dakota and approval from Nebraska and Minnesota before construction can begin in Iowa. Summit will also need to apply for additional ethanol plants they also look to incorporate into its pipeline that were previously associated with the Navigator CO2 Ventures project. Among those plants are Valero Renewables near Charles City, Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar, and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock. Flood warnings are in effect until further notice up and down the Mississippi River. Between McGregor, Iowa, and Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, the National Weather Service predicts the river's level continue rising to a crest of 20.3 feet early Wednesday morning. Flood stage is 16 feet. Upstream at Lansing, the water level of the Mississippi 2 weeks ago was already greatly slowing down work on the new Black Hawk Bridge being built there.
Keep plugging ahead of what we can do. Obviously, the contractors, employees, and their safety is the number one priority. So we'll just watch the river levels and go from there.
That's Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT before the river rose above flood stage last week, a result of local and regional rains.
You know, one of the big things, too, that people need to be aware of is, yeah, the rain we get here obviously affects it, but so does the rain we get north of here, because that all funnels into the Mississippi River and flows this way.
The flooding is the latest twist in the construction of the new bridge between Iowa and Wisconsin. In February, the current bridge at Lansing was shut down after two piers moved, creating a buckle in the bridge. During the closure, a water taxi service was established to get people back and forth between each side of the Mississippi. Crews were able to fix the repairs and reopen the bridge on April 20th. Still, that took focus off the construction of the new bridge to the south of the current bridge, originally built in 1939. The new Black Hawk Bridge is expected to be completed in the latter half of 2026. The New Hampton community is invited to meet and greet its new police chief later today. On June 17th, the city hired Conrad Rosendahl as their next chief of police. He had been the police chief in Lansing for the past 5 years and has been in law enforcement since 2007. He starts leading the NHPD today, and the city will host a reception for him from 4 to 6 p.m. this evening at the community center. Rosendahl replaces former police chief Tim Peterson, who resigned in April following an off-duty incident the city said did not meet the expectations of a police chief's position. Officer Doug Egan was named interim chief, but he resigned a little over a week later after almost 16 years with the NHPD. Officer Chad McGee has been interim chief since May 9th. That leaves the department still one officer short, with applications being accepted until that position is filled. Meanwhile, the city's committee as a whole is scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. tonight to discuss a recent grievance filed by Officer Paul Scally. The committee is then scheduled to give a response when the New Hampton City Council meets in regular session at 7 o'clock tonight. In a June 3rd meeting, the committee as a whole discussed staffing issues and officers' requests to have more communication in the hiring process, including participation in future chief interviews, as well as meetings with officers individually on a regular basis. Officials say their goal is to improve communications and encourage the retention of staff in the department. Street closures for several community events are up for consideration for the Charles City City Council tonight. The 6 p.m. agenda includes requests to close streets in conjunction with the Charlie Western Firecracker 5K Run Walk this Thursday, Artifest August 17th, and a rescheduling for the Party in the Park that was rained out June 21st. There will also be a public hearing on the 11th Avenue Bike Trail Extension Project. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.